The Volumes of Truth,
Volume 2. To the Church Who Dwells in the Midst of and Sits Upon Seven Hills. January 31st, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord God of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of all. I am the I Am, the only God. I am the all in all, maker of all that is, heaven and earth. I am. And nothing in all creation exists apart from me, for even all things have come into being by my voice. For I am Yahuwah, he who causes to be. Even I am he, Yahushua, by whom all things consist. Yet you, O unholy church of men, have polluted my name. You have departed from the way, and you have desecrated the holy covenant. Behold, you have altogether despised my word and my law. For you do always pick the scab and refuse the ointment, a people covered with sores. Thus you shall receive of the curse in full, says the Lord God. Yes, according to your works, so shall you receive recompense in full until you are utterly consumed. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, for thus says the Lord, yes, I, the only Lord of hosts. The word of my mouth speaks, and so it comes to pass. I think, and so it is and shall be. And behold, I curse, and it is cursed. For I cast down the wicked, and cause the lofty to fall. I throw down the strongholds of the rebellious, and break apart every false foundation. For I am he who has punished great kings, and brought plagues upon their people. I am he who has cast down the mighty, and destroyed whole nations. Behold, I abase the pride of the pagan, and punish the wickedness of the heathen with death. I break the idols in pieces, and cause the graven image to fall on its face. For I am a great king, says the Lord, and my name is to be feared among the nations. Yet I am not without mercy, for my promises stand, and my holy covenant endures forever. Therefore, when one comes to me in the name of the Son in sincerity and truth, they are forgiven, even forever and ever. Amen. For I said, let there be a lamb without spot or blemish, sacrificed for the atonement of sin. And so it was. And let the Lamb be the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel, in whom all nations of the earth shall be blessed. And so it is, forever and ever. Sing hallelujah! Let my people cry out, God is with us! Yet you have not sung, nor have I heard you cry out in the name of the Holy One of Israel, nor have you given thanks in his holy name. You refuse to drink from my cup. Instead, you pollute it, you defile it, as you pour it upon the ground, coming before me in the name of those who went before you, of whom you have not known, offering up supplications in the name of the dead, having altogether become as the pagan and the heathen, as those who worshipped the Queen of Heaven, teaching as doctrine abomination, laying one transgression upon another throughout your generations. Shall I not then require it at your hand? And yet your pomp reaches higher than the mountains, and your false piety extends to the ends of the earth. Woe to you! Woe to your sons and daughters! Woe to every disciple who follows you and drinks from the cups of your fornications, taking part in your abominations! Woe to all people who hide in the bosom of the Prince of Darkness! Thus says the Lord God, who is, and was, and is to come, the Almighty. As I have spoken, so shall I speak. As I am, so shall I be. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth, and give heed to my speech, and turn from this evil way you uphold, lest I come upon you suddenly, and tear you in pieces, says the Lord. For among you are wicked men, who like fowlers, lie in wait and set traps, that they might catch men. Behold, with practiced speech and a lying tongue they ensnare them, that they might go into captivity together. As a cage full of detestable birds, so are all your houses of worship, O unholy church of men. Behold, your leaders have grown fat with deceit. Truth has perished among them. It has altogether been cut off from their mouth. For your seers swear falsely, and your leaders do not cease from speaking blasphemies with a practiced and lying tongue. And your appointed kings and bishops rule by their own authority. And oh, how your people love to have it so. Yet what will you do in the end? Thus says the Lord God, whose throne is set high above the heavens, the Creator of heaven and earth. As I have spoken, so shall I speak. As I am, so shall I be. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth, and give heed to my speech, and turn from this wicked way you have chosen, lest I come upon you suddenly, and tear you in pieces, says the Lord. For the Lord God hates abomination, yet vines of wickedness have sprung up, reaching to the ends of the earth. For the fruit of the people is corrupt, their bounty, wickedness, producing only rebellion against the Lord. Yet you, O church of harlots, are worse still. For with what can I compare you? And who are you like? You are a whole congregation of sly and deceitful snakes, a vicious den of vipers from which a great hissing has come forth against the Lord and his anointed, a den of thieves who cease not from robbing me, captive children whose fathers persecuted and murdered those sent to them. Throughout your generations you have been murderers. From the beginning you were scoundrels. Even to this day you persecute my messengers and stone those sent to you in word and by deed, that you might continue to poison your own people. Behold, your heresies have no end. Shall I not punish you for these things? Shall I not avenge myself upon a church such as this? Yet you say, we are sovereign. We are set apart from the nations and sit as queen. We set the times and declare the seasons. See, we have given birth to many kings, and have grown rich beyond measure. Thus our princes shall reign supreme. Therefore, thus declares the sovereign Lord who reigns from heaven, because you have not shut your mouth from speaking blasphemies, and have not drawn back your hand from all your abominations to both practice them and to teach them, and because you have endeavored to change the commandments of the Lord, even to set yourselves up as the standard, declaring your own glory before men, and because you have polluted the holy covenant by your every word and deed, so also shall I open my mouth against you. So also shall I stretch out my hand against you, until you are utterly consumed, declares the Lord. Therefore, take up a lamentation on the desolate heights. Bring forth a bitter weeping in all the earth. For the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. O unholy church of men, I take no pleasure in you. You are an abhorrence to me. Your faith is dead, and the fruit of your doings brings forth death, says the Lord. For you do not give heed to my words, nor do you obey my commandments. My every statute you have torn asunder. You do always reject my word. From my ways, you are far removed. Behold, you have taken it upon yourselves to change my word and my commandments, teaching as law the doctrines and traditions of men, which I hate, to the continual blaspheming of my spirit. How long shall I suffer you? I cannot endure all this iniquity. You are perverse, a church overflowing with iniquity, harlotries beyond measure. Your offerings are not accepted. All your supplications are rejected. Behold, they are a foul stench in my nostrils, a rancid taste in my mouth. Therefore, you must be purged. I must vomit you out. O unholy church of men, mother of all fornications, how long shall you tempt the Lord your God? How long shall you bring before me defiled offerings, making supplications in the name of the dead? How long shall you deceive yourselves as you continue to place your hope in those who have fallen asleep? For I tell you the truth, even by all you say and do you cause your people to sin, even to crucify their Savior again and again in their hearts. For the people come to you and your appointed fathers, seeking forgiveness, which I said you shall not do. Your appointed fathers are guilty. They remain in their sins. Nor can praying in the name of Mary, using vain repetition, save you, which I said you shall not do. The sons of men cannot forgive sins. Mary is not the way. Mary was my beloved servant and vessel, who also was in need of redemption by him who created her and through whom she was made. Mary sleeps. She is dead, and her sepulcher remains with you to this day. Is she assured of life in the kingdom? She is. Because though she bore the victory, she humbled herself before him, knowing in herself that the son she bore first bore her, being both her son and her father, her Lord and her God from heaven, also being her brother, both being children of David and of God in the earthly places. I tell you the truth, all have sinned, all have fallen short of glory. There is none righteous, no, not one. Shall you then pray to the vessel or to the maker who formed it? And shall you hold the handmaiden of the Lord in high regard and make for yourselves graven images, though I said, this you shall not do? Therefore I tell you plainly, by your own hands you have transgressed the commandment, and by your own fingers you have sinned against the Lord your God. Yea, by all your doings you have surely forsaken and betrayed the Son of the living God. Behold, even your consciences are defiled, and upon your knees you commit idolatry without ceasing. Did Mary suffer for your iniquities? Did Mary bear your sins on the tree? Was Mary crucified for you? Was Mary raised from the dead, and by her life do you now live? Can anyone in need of redemption redeem another? Only he who is completely blameless may redeem those who have fallen. Therefore, if one commits themselves to a faith which is dead, then with the dead they must sleep, having denied the truth and the life sent to them, crucified and raised. The Lord your righteousness, the only way. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, stop worshipping the dead. Worship me by him who alone is holy, being altogether as the Father, the very same as God. For before the foundation of the world, I am, with the Christ forever seated at my right hand. The Father and the Son are one. By him do all things consist, and through him all was made, even all these worlds. Hypocrites! Woe to you! Woe to you who testify falsely on my behalf! Woe to you who teach as doctrine the commandments of men! Woe to you who pervert the way of the Lord among the people and profane my holy things! I do not know you, nor do you have any part with me at all! For the way of the Lord is set apart and holy. My law is holy, and my commandments holy, just, and good, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, whose way is in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. O unholy church of adulteries, you speak as though you know me, yet you do not know me. You have forsaken me, for you are an estranged woman who knows not that she is accursed. For the musings of your heart have been evil from your beginnings. From your very foundation, your wickedness has not ceased. Therefore, I will indeed draw near to you for judgment. I will indeed stretch out my hand against you for recompense, and you shall be torn in pieces. For you have robbed me, says the Lord, and have not ceased from perverting my way amongst the people. Behold, you continue to pollute my name in all the earth, even to this day. Therefore turn, says the Lord. Turn aside from this wicked way you uphold, from this evil path you have chosen, and return to me. Turn aside, and now follow the shepherd in spirit and in truth, and I also shall return to you. Hear his voice, and obey the word of his mouth. Heed his every commandment. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left, but walk in his ways. Beloved children, I say this once again, so you may be saved. Come out! Come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord, and no more touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. Cast away the commandments of men, and obey not the word of your forefathers. Turn away from the counsel of your appointed bishops and kings, and shut your ears to the words of your priests and false fathers. Fully shun the ways of your founders, for their every doctrine rests upon the sands of abomination. All their ways are corrupt. And no more give reverence to your holy see, for this is most contemptible in my sight. Break free from all this insolence before the Lord, and I may yet have mercy upon you. Beloved children, there is but one way. Yahushua HaMashiach. Yes, he who is called Jesus the Christ. He is the only way. Therefore, follow close behind him in his very footsteps, and you shall surely live and not die. Says the Lord, whose dominion is everlasting and whose authority is absolute. The only Lord God of hosts, the I Am.